Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I appreciate humility.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The bloom is off the rose a little bit.
And James Strebel.
Right now, there's no return on Lando Antigua. No return.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But if we don't take a look at him and he goes somewhere else, then you're not going to be able to get him the next time around. Deion Sanders is the next big time coach. I'm telling you right now, he's got the resources. He's got Barstool Sports. He's got it all.
Yes! Deion Sanders! Not Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders ruined my childhood. High stepping to the end zone.
How mad would you be if they actually actually happened?
Oh my goodness. Deion Sanders? That had to be a prank call. Barstool Sports, someone did that.
No, they went for like 10 minutes on that today.
Who did that? All right, so welcome in. It's a Wednesday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. It is The Take. Like I said, it's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. And we got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville. I'm Andy Sweeney. You know, Big Rig's going to be here in short order. He's teaching today. He'll be by at about 3:15 or so. Jack Grossman.
Hello, ladies.
Back at the studio. We'll get to Grossman. I got a bone to pick with my guy, Jack Grossman.
Of course.
We'll get to that. And then I just wanted to get Process's voice on our show so he could be on every show today. That's the only reason.
That's fun.
There he is. So now he has been officially on every show. How bad do you need a cigarette right now?
Badly. I was informed last night that that me and Patty Ice would both contribute, and I almost laughed myself pretty much half to death. I was like, there is no way Pat's going to be on the V show for even a half a second because he's really busy or something. Freaking spare me. If you're gonna bleep in my leg and then tell me it's water, get the hell out of here. Don't lie to me. Just be real about it. I'm running three shows. It's fine. I don't care. Idiot. Spare me. Oh, my God. He told me I was lazy last week. I almost slapped him. Idiot. God, I'm going to go smoke. I'll see you later.
Get him out of here. What's going on? Jackie's ethering people. Is Process okay?
He's been a behind-the-scenes feud with Pat that I guess is now coming very much to the forefront.
Wow.
Even though Pat has absolutely no clue he's on 93.9 right now.
Right, yeah. Wow, I did not know that was getting ready to happen. I just wanted him to talk about being on every show, how he wants to go rail a heater, and that's it. That's all I wanted. Okay, so there you go. Well, there's the process. There's the process for you. 4 o'clock, Pat Forty will join us. We'll talk with him. Obviously, we got to turn the page a little bit on Louisville, but we will still several things to talk about with Satterfield and company. By the way, Satterfield tonight at 6:20-ish. LSL is going to play that on 93.9 ESPN Louisville.com and the app. About 6:15, 6:20 or so, Scott Satterfield's going to have some media availability. The only time he'll speak this week, obviously, with the game on Monday, Labor Day. So he'll talk today, post-practice. I think they're practicing pretty much right now. He'll talk post-practice, and we'll see the tone of Scott Satterfield. Then Kentucky, Missouri, we're mighty Missouri. And now it's a, have you noticed this? Have you noticed what Kentucky's doing with this? It's a revenge game, Jack. By God. mighty Missouri.
Oh, they beat us last year. year. They were more physical.
They had 10 players laughing at Calvin Joseph. It's a revenge game. Yes, Calvin Joseph, who you hated half the year, who also didn't play at the end of the year for you, but he did help win you the Tennessee game. I laughed about that. Jason Entz telling him to shut up. And now it's a revenge game because of Calvin Joseph. So I appreciated that. And so we'll get into everything as well. Okay, so Rummage said today that in referring to Louisville fans, we're an insane fan base. And every fan base has some insanity. And that has been, Jack, the last... even since yesterday's show was dizzying. We appreciate the Hightower Men's Clinic having us. But Strebel, with all the pictures of penis around Strebel, Strebel was, I would say the last hour of the show, he was in entranced is the best way. He was in a different spot. So I'm sure when he gets here today, he's not going to like me saying that, and we'll talk about that. But really, the last, from the loss on Monday, we talked so much yesterday just about the things that have happened, the things that have not happened, understanding and recognizing things before they happen. So when something like Monday night happens, it's not a complete shock. And I got to be honest, Jack, it feels like this show of all shows, okay, as much as BS that we do around here, I do think if you're going to put your name on, hey, it's time to fire Scott Satterfield. And listen, I know Tim Sullivan wrote a column, don't care too much about that, but I know that happened about the firing of Scott Satterfield. And I feel like, Jack, this show has talked about that, like, by far the least. maybe
the rules really have reversed, haven't they?
Well, maybe that changes today. I guess I'm just not willing to put my name on it yet, right? And that's fine. I feel like I have noticed some worrisome trends under the Satterfield era, but I don't feel like I'm willing to say that they should, or better yet, that they're actually going to make a move. I don't think they even need to make a bowl game for Vince Ty. Let me go back. I think he can not make a bowl game, go 5-7 to keep his job. Let me be clear with that. And lose to Kentucky. I think he can lose to Kentucky, go 5-7, and still keep his job for next season. And so I just wanted to note, I just wanted to say up off the top, it is interesting. Like, this show has talked very little about that. Now, I did tease today, 437-9680. Strebel will be here in 7 or 8 minutes. And, Kentucky picks up Shaedon Sharpe last night. And it's too bad. It's too bad that Strebel can't, enjoy that because he stabbed Orlando, Antigua, Jim Coleman, and John Calipari in the back. So it's too bad that he could not enjoy Kentucky fans, to hang out with BBN and enjoy the number one player in the country. But, it is what it is. We all make decisions in life. But, Jack, here's how I want to open today. 437-9680. When Scott Satterfield started here and won over the fans immediately, and in that first year, the 8-5 season, where he literally pretty much did no wrong, they lost games. It was understandable. They looked overmatched at times. It was fine. We knew they weren't the best team. He had the L's down thing with Mark Stoops. That was like his biggest mistake lingering from that year. Like, literally, that's the only thing that any fan would ever pin on Scott Satterfield was year number one, you lost to Kentucky, fine. Complain about the L's down. That has now lived in infamy and given, these BBN terrorists even more, and I use that as a joke, even more vigor, if you will. And so that's what we have. And you people on Twitter, you know who the Twitter terrorists are. We know who they are. But the initial act in this Scott Satterfield play, act number one, Jack, you go to the Kentucky Center for the Arts and you see cats. Or you see, what's the mask one? Not Zorro.
The Phantom of the Opera?
The Phantom. Phantom of the Opera. I'm sure everyone, whether it be in school or out of school, has seen a little bit of Phantom of the Opera. And there's Act 1. In Act 1 for Scott Satterfield. Scott Satterfield. Act 1 for our guy Scat was buy-in, you guys don't know me, change the culture, right? Here's the type of guy we want. Vince Tyra, whether this was on purpose, part of his hiring intellect or not, even though Louisville went cheap on a football coach, barely top 50, is Scott Satterfield, that he found a guy whose personality was the opposite of the last guy. Sometimes you see that in sports. If you had an offensive-minded guy, you bring in a defensive-minded guy, right? We see that in sports. It goes one way, it goes another. Or you're mind your Giants and you hire a guy who just happened to, you know, sniff special teams with Bill Belichick. But that was Eagles too. Sorry, Process. Go rail your heater. Can you see Process smoking right now, by the way? Or do you think he gets in his car and leaves and does that?
I think he gets in his car and leaves and does that.
I'd like to share a smoke with the Process.
I don't think he's left yet because I think he's podcasting the V Show right now. No, but yeah, I'm not one.
Anyway.
There's a joke in that to be had, but yes. I won't say it.
Yes. So Act 1 with Satterfield was the culture act. That's what it was. It was, I am not as much of an a-hole as Bobby Petrino. I don't talk like him. I don't act like him. I have young kids. They're not all going to be on staff. like for him, it was, here's who I am. Like me, they did. The fans and media have, okay? And then it was about, hey, we understand it is a toxic dump of a culture around here. That had to change. And with that, fans were happy, and with Act 1 of the Satterfield era, all good. But now it's time for Act 2. And the problem that I have is, I don't know what that is. I understand, I get that COVID was last year. I understand 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Act 1, it was culture. Fine. You pass with A's. You change the culture. Fans bought in. I get it. What's Act 2? Now you're on year 3. Now we're starting to collect this data on your recruiting class. Okay? What kind of players do you like? Where's this coaching staff going as guys left in the offseason? I mean, seemingly it's running the football, but it's bad play calling when you're running the football. That certainly can't be it. Like, that's my main thing. What are you selling me that Act 2 is? It's not the quarterback. The most confusing thing of the Scott Satterfield era. And look up the name of the kid they have coming in next year, Jack, if you don't mind. I just can't remember his name. He was at the game. I just can't remember the name. I want to butcher the name. And so there might be help on the way, but you're looking at next year, and you're looking at a freshman. You're looking at a true freshman, please. Okay, especially Malik were to come back. But it's not the quarterback. How Kentucky has had putrid offenses and could get 4-star quarterbacks. I hate to just use Kentucky as an example, but they're one. Because if there's any place that maybe until now a quarterback should never go, that would have been with Mark Stoops. Like, literally, hey, you're a 4-star, go anywhere else. If you told me, hey, Kentucky or Cincinnati, I'm going to Cincinnati. Like, right? If I'm going to be a quarterback. Until maybe now, Liam Cohen.
Was it Caleb Johnson?
It's exactly what it was. It's exactly. And he's a 4-star, I believe, right?
247 composite has him as a 3-star. Okay, 637th in the country. 37th best quarterback.
Oh, why are you doing that, Jack? Why are you doing that? Yeah, I mean, you know Strebel's hearing that. You know he's almost at my house. You know he probably nearly wrecked. He's cackling. But I mean, Louisville fans, I think there is a little bit of excitement there.
I'll save saying the offer sheet also to...
All right, well, go, Jack. Yeah. All right, well, that ruins that. Well, you know what? It adds to it. Satterfield's not selling, I'm going to get quarterbacks. That's not what he's selling. So that's not it. And if it's running the football, it goes back to Monday night. The offensive line didn't look good, and no one stood out, really. Listen, he worked magic in moving positions with Javian Hawkins. Again, that was Act 1. I'm giving him credit for changing some things that absolutely made Louisville football better, especially culture-wise, immediately. Bobby Petrino was an alien. He was not human. Scott Satterfield is. Okay, that was an upgrade immediately. But what is it now? And that's the most important question, and I don't know what it is. If it's running the football, that offensive line does not look dominant. And it's got to be really, really good. Listen, what they're going to do on defense, I think, is going to be solid this year. But I also believe, don't you, that a lot of it's predicated on Brian Brown?
Well, considering Sats known as the offensive guy,
well,
yes.
Considering the staff.
Yeah.
Considering the staff, it's silly not to have an offensive coordinator. Lane Kiffin has one. Lane Kiffin's a better play caller, offensive mind than Scott Satterfield. He's got one.
Petrino had one.
Nick Saban's one of the great. Yes,
you know, that was one of the few guys that wasn't a Petrino relative.
Yeah,
on the staff.
I mean, Nick Saban is one of the great defensive minds. Dude's got a DC. I mean, right? So he's got a good OC. I think my theory is, if Satterfield, and we can talk about this as we go, my theory is if he wins 4 or 5 games this year, he will keep his job. That is my theory, because I don't know if 4 wins is, quote-unquote, bottoming out. I don't know. I don't think they're going to bottom out. But if they win 4 or 5 games, I think staff-wise, it will mimic a lot of what Chris Mack did. And then how much money? I mean, you're talking about Satterfield's making a little bit over 3. Well, if you need to bring in offense, defense, whatever, I mean, if Brian Brown were to leave, obviously you're keeping him. But if you bring in an OC, you might have to pay him $1 million. You're going to be paying him a third, maybe a little bit more. I mean, Vince Merrill's making a third of what Scott Satterfield's making right now. Like, that to me is, it's been what are you selling, but this, it used to be culture. Scott Satterfield has to be able to tell us, okay, what kind of team he is expecting to have. And that's not a knee-jerk reaction to simply game one. That is big picture. What are you selling me? It's not the quarterback position. That much is true. If you're selling me, we're going to have a good defense and we're going to run the football, then I need your offensive line to look like Kentucky's. That's what I need. Then I need running backs that are going to look a little bit more like Kentucky's. That's what we need. That's what we need. And so that would be it. Well, there you go. I don't know how close Strebel is. He's not here yet. I thought he would be all fired up, number one player in the country and everything else. He's nowhere to be found.
I know. I'm stunned he wouldn't be here right on time.
Well, he stabbed Orlando Antigua in the back.
He really did. I mean,
and I'm not going to let him. I'm not going to let him celebrate. He does not get to celebrate Shaedon Sharpe.
It didn't even last 2 weeks. Like, it wasn't even 2 weeks. And does it make him look, does it change your opinion at all, or does it make it look worse that the next day he came back and backpedaled and gave him the BS September 23rd?
No, I tell you what happened.
It's worse.
We'll play the sound, because he'll be here soon.
Of course.
We'll play the sound. Strebel stabbed Orlando Antigua in the back, a guy that loves him, knows his name, said he was shining like a diamond. He did. Strebel stabbed him in the back, and then he got a call from somebody. And my guess is, Jack, without knowing, my guess is he got a call from someone with a sea of blue.
You mean
that,
it wasn't KSR?
No, it was a sea of blue. He got some sort of someone left a comment or something that he had stabbed Orlando
and he didn't delete the comment
in the back. And everyone knew that they were going to get Shaedon Sharpe. Not that it's not worthy of talking about, but I mean, that's one reason why, you know, I mean, when I'm not leading with it, quite frankly, it's because it's not a surprise. It's something that people have known for weeks. And hell, I think some people, maybe even Travis Kraft, have had it out there for months. That it was something that was going to happen. So let's take our first break. 437-9680. What is act number two going to be for Scott Satterfield? And I do not know. I do not know. And we need to know. What kind of team should we expect? If it's going to be a running game, you need NFL offensive linemen. And remember, they didn't want Keyonte Goodwin. Understandable. That's fine. Actually, it's not understandable. But let me grant you your argument, Bobby V style. That's fine. Give me the offensive lineman that can do anything against Ole Miss, who is a middle-of-the-road SEC team. I do not think they're the third-best team in the SEC. I think that's silly, and that's an argument for a different time. 437-9680, it's The Take. It's Wednesday. Pat Forty going to join us at the top of the hour here on this Wednesday.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, oh, Coach O, will you be my daddy?
And James Strebel.
I have a father, but I'd like to be his friend.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Disgusting audio. Strebel's here.
Hello.
Disgusting audio.
Hi.
Before you stabbed Antigua in the back. You don't get to celebrate this.
I'm still having fun.
No, that's fine.
I'll celebrate on Twitter. If you don't want to celebrate on the show, that's fine.
That's fine. You can't celebrate.
I celebrated on Twitter last night.
You should
night.
Be booed.
I told Kellen. I told Kellen, said they got Shaden Sharpe.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to pen an apology.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give it to Beisner.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
And it's gonna. I will get a. You know, on iPhones where you know tells you that the person's read the message.
Oh yeah.
I will get a confirmation that it was passed.
I will do. I'll send you tomorrow.
Shameful.
I will send you
absolutely
an apology
shameful.
Letter tomorrow. It was shameful. I agree.
Okay.
But I told Kellen last night after
what'd you
football
tell
practice.
Kellen?
Said Kellen, come here. Said they got Shaden Sharpe. You know what he did? I got it back away.
Oh.
Yes. He screamed. And then he said, Dad, I didn't have confidence that Kentucky could win another national championship until now.
Oh, my. Did he really?
I swear.
Oh, my God.
He was so excited.
You realize what you've raised here.
Oh, man, he is.
You realize what you've raised?
Yeah.
Should a 9-year-old know who the number one player put that up at ESPN 680. Should a 9-year-old know who Shaden Sharpe is? He yes or no?
Screamed
put that
yes.
Up. Did he really?
He screamed, yes! I have confidence we can win a national championship now.
Oh, goodness. Texter says, how different is the narrative if U of L played UL Monroe to start the season? Yeah, but they're not gutless in the non-con, which they get credit for until they don't show up in an empty stadium with a sad and unprepared Kirk Herbstreit.
Right.
Texas says, outside of Georgia and Bama, who stepped up?
UCLA. I don't know. I mean,
Texas says, Act 3, the crucifixion.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Texas says, if you think 4 wins isn't bottoming out, you're high as balls. I think Zach can go 4-8 and not get fired.
I think 5-7 is the threshold.
Okay, I'm just disagreeing. I got no secret facts out of Sandy Bell's fax machine that came from Vince Tyree. He's from Kentucky, damn it.
He played baseball.
Jack, by the way, what were you doing last night? What were you eating? I wanted to get to this. What was your big night last night?
It was Rosh Hashanah dinner.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad because I text Jack this morning. I thought it's the Jewish New Year, right?
Yeah,
I thought
right.
he was going to be off
yeah.
one of these days
sure.
here. And it was yesterday. He was, am I allowed to say this, Jack?
No, go for it.
Okay, well, he was at work, but he was watching he was on the Zoom services.
Oh.
So I actually saw in Zoom, like, Jack's grandmother and, like, his second cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat. That's unexpected.
I don't remember what they look like
right.
now.
But you're just walking through the office and
yeah,
Jack's observing religious holiday.
What do you think I thought he was on?
I laughed when he said this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I mean, IU availability. I thought it was IU football availability.
That seems like Tom Allen's talking.
Yeah. But I kind of glance at him. I'm like, I don't know any of those people. And there's an old woman.
Yeah.
But I'm like,
that's not Ram John.
But I'm like, it's IU. So there could be an elderly lady who's covering Indiana basketball.
Yeah.
Like if there was a program that could have someone. I mean, Jack, your grandmother's in her what? Her 80s?
Yes,
I mean, obviously.
Like 89.
Okay. So she's nearly 90 years old. Right. Okay.
That's an IU basketball grandma.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, we can see that.
She's been at Peagues
for
59 years.
And she still asks me about Bobby Knight.
She's seen it all.
Yeah, I see all the highs and lows of IU basketball. But yeah, Jack still.
What a great veto. What a great veto in 321. You need to slow down.
Yeah, slow down. Jack was able to still observe the holiday and work. So that's good.
What did you have for dinner last night?
We had. It was a big dinner. We had matzo ball soup, which didn't even make it into the photo, which is great. We had brisket, noodle kugel, which is a. Which is like a Jewish type of pasta. It's like
egg. It's also what they called Strebel in high school.
it's
what they call Cooper in Greece.
Yep, it's like egg noodles and cheese with like a crispy.
Boy.
Yeah,
how about that? Yep. How about
topping
that?
On it that's baked? It's great. And
like Thanksgiving last night at your house.
Oh yeah, no, I mean it. Rosh Hashanah dinner is a big. It's a big meal. It is. It's fun to get the family together and do that.
Yeah, but he picked up his grandmother when our nervous board op called because Lou City was having technical issues.
Oh.
So he had Granny in the car as yeah.
Wait.
You like that, don't you?
You had your grandmother was in the car when you were dealing with Lou City board op issues?
Yeah, there were two awkward moments. Number one, I just got my grandmother in the car and Jeff Greer calls me.
Ooh,
and I'm like, oh no.
She's like, who's Jeff Greer?
And then as we're about to, do
how would you explain to your 90-year-old grandmother
who Jeff Greer is?
He's Granny, he looks like MSNBC.
he looks like a year old.
What would a 90-year-old know?
I don't know.
Euro and news. That's where we went. Anyway, continue your story.
When I get back to my house, we're about to, the traditional, you do the prayers, you like
the
candles.
We don't know.
You say a couple prayers, you light the candles,
you
drink some wine. Yes, but as we're about to do it, I'll mark that. As we're about to say the prayer over the candles, and I'm literally standing there about to light the candles, I get the text from you saying, hey, what's up with Lou City? And I'm like,
I didn't know it was a dinner. I didn't know it was a dinner. Yeah.
So I had to go, hold on. I got to respond.
Oh, Lord. Wait. I held up the Jewish prayer?
Yep.
I held up Granny saying a prayer
for like
in front
30
of the
seconds.
Family?
Yep.
Texas says Jack's brisket looked so much better than Strebel's Tractor Supply dog food brisket.
Oh, it was so good.
It does sound good.
It was so good. I'm having leftovers when I get home tonight. It's going to be great.
There you go. That's great. That's what's great about the big meals, those leftovers. Ooh, yeah. There you go, Jack.
Well, now I feel terrible. Jack, you got to communicate. Let us know, hey, I right after this, I'm going to a big dinner with the family. It would have been fine because we had, two people at the office. I just heard 32 minutes of commercials in a row.
Yeah, I was listening on the way home.
And then Sarah Spain.
Sarah Spain?
And then Sarah Spain, yes, ESPN.
She's not at Lou City. she's in Bristol, Connecticut.
That's Jason Entz's favorite ESPN personality.
Oh, really?
Sarah Spain.
Is that who he likes?
Put it up at ESPN 680. Whose brisket looked better, Strebel's or Grossman's? And then how you can do the if you hit the reply all, it will move down and do another tweet.
Another poll.
Put a picture of your brisket in his. Put it up at ESPN 680.
I haven't seen Jack's brisket yet, so I do want to look at it. But that's fine. Taste is what matters. It can look pretty.
It tasted pretty damn good.
I'm not saying it didn't. I bet your brisket was delicious. But people, looks aren't everything in life. They're not. is about to take.
Texter back to Conference USA. Thank you.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you for that.
They're still. I mean, I listen.
What have you noticed? We haven't talked about firing.
No,
but I am Satterfield today. Like I low key, and I texted Ethan Moore this morning. Satterfield needs to give people something tonight. Like, this is we got better in practice, we looked at the film.
Or more second-half BS.
I mean, there needs to be something other than the golly shucks that we got after the game.
Right.
That's my opinion. Go ahead.
Taylor Lynch has told me he's going to explode tonight.
Taylor Lynch is?
Yes. Save that.
He is newly engaged.
He is engaged.
Yes. He has texted me saying... If you remember when Louisville was at the bottom of losing last year, going to that Florida State game, he thought they were going 1-10.
Taylor, they're getting Alcorn State guys.
He texted me 1-10 T is back. I was like, oh no,
1-10 T.
Here's what I need from Taylor. Then, if they're in here before 6 o'clock, I text him because you know he's not listening. He's listening to us.
Of course. Yeah.
Rutherford's back. Tell Taylor Lynch I need what's a sad or an angry song. If he's angry, what's an angry song that he could sing with his angelic voice?
An angry country song.
Yeah, something. I don't know. Yeah. And I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any country songs.
So you don't know.
I can't help. The text line can help. They can tell us angry
country
songs.
Did you buy new shoes, by the way? You
no,
can
I've
wear
had
new
these.
Shoes.
No, I've had
Where'd
these.
Those come from?
Hey Dudes.
What's Hey Dudes?
They're a brand of shoes. They make shoes. They're like boat shoes, but they're more comfortable and they're lighter.
How about that?
And they sweat a lot.
Little boat shoe.
Yeah, a little boat shoe.
Dress socks on today, too. Look at you.
I bought these.
You're looking good today.
Right before.
I don't like it.
Right before school started, because I don't like wearing like the dress shoes. So I was like, these will pass. These are good enough. I like them.
Texas says, looks aren't everything in life. Spoken like a true toothless UK fan.
That's okay.
Go Cats.
Yeah, they say go Cats. All right, good.
Texas says, apology letter 2.0.
I'll apologize to Orlando Tigua via a letter. Yes.
Texas says, are you guys really talking about whether Jack or Strebel has the better? Okay, I thought it said meal.
Oh.
Did not say meal.
Okay. Oh, it didn't.
The last word was not meal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They trade a letter in the MEA.
Texas says, is hot sauce acceptable? Jack?
On the type of brisket I was eating last night, it's not barbecue brisket. It's like Jewish brisket. So it's like smarter than like gravy and stuff.
I think the texter is asking, could he bring hot sauce to the dinner? I think that's the question.
Yeah, hot sauce. Yeah, that's kosher.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, listen, people don't know.
I don't know. It's, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know how to answer that.
Yeah, I thought he was asking like should you would it be
put hot sauce on
that brisket?
Brisket?
I'm like that's not the type of thing you would put hot sauce on.
Texas says I tricked process into listening to the last hour of Stillman today. LMAO.
Oh how?
Well,
so?
I don't know if that happened.
So what's wrong with process? You say he's out.
Process is feuding.
Why is it with Stillman again?
Yep.
Over what? The Titans football? I mean, he's pissed about the Titans? I mean, what the hell? Come on, process.
Texas says, Limp Bizkit breaks something country version. Done.
That's a great idea.
Jack,
that's
you don't know what that is. We need to have you watch that during the break, but if you don't mind, write that down.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
That's what I need.
Break stuff.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to break your bleeping face tonight. Give me something to break.
I got a chainsaw. I'll skin your bleep raw.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever written by a human being, by the way.
Texas says, apology letter 2.0 was meant for Satterfield's presser tonight.
Oh, okay.
Texas says, those Hey Dudes are comfortable. Hey, there you go.
They are. They're really – I highly recommend
them. Says they're the new Crocs.
Yeah, everybody's got them. Both Kellen and Wyatt have some.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, these are hot right now. And they're comfortable and they're easy to put on.
Texas says Cincinnati officially to the Big 12. Their program, their football program will be better than Louisville's for the rest of time.
It is right now, but I'll
put it up at ESPN 680. Are you happy Cincinnati's going to be in the Big 12? Yes or no? Put that up there.
It's a big deal for Luke Fickle.
And then also put up there. Who will have the better football program in 5 years? Louisville or Cincinnati? God. Put that up there.
That'll get
you like
going.
That, don't
that,
you?
That'll get them
you like
going.
That, don't yeah. you?
Because I used to beat Cincinnati on the reg when they're in the Big East.
What have you noticed yesterday to today about the Satterfield stuff?
One of the things that I've noticed is, like you said, I mean, they're jumping to firing quickly. And then I'm still listening. I'm trying to catch up with all the local radio, local Louisville radio. And I can't remember if it was Blankenbaker or Diener or a caller or Maben or Rummage, but they were like waxing poetic about how they need a badass recruiter, about how they need a Clint Hurt back and all these other things.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, what about Coach Coop? That's
exactly what popped in my head. They're saying we need somebody to bring dudes in and this, that, and the other. And when you had I agree with, by the way. When you
it's one of the main problems.
When you thought you had that guy, and then when that guy said deuces and went to Georgia, went to Athens, that wasn't a big deal. You and I did shows saying, hey, this is a big deal that Coach Coop
we got verbally punched in the crotch.
During a recruited the biggest
I didn't know they
weekend.
Said that.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could remember the show was on, but I've listened to so many. But they're sitting there talking about how they need Clint Hurt back or Clint Hurt
You
type.
Love Louisville radio. I love it.
I fall in love. I have.
I know you have.
I listen to all these podcasts now. I listen to it live. It's like
you
it's like drugs.
Any UK stuff?
No, you don't.
You don't consume any.
I was at KSR on the way over, so I could listen to Cal. But every once in a while, I'll bump on that KSR podcast.
You got to save this for the mixtape. Wow, yeah, I do.
But I've been listening to a lot of like after I leave here tonight, I'm gonna zoom over to Kellen's baseball practice. I got my AirPods in my pocket. I'm gonna pop on LSL. I'm just gonna listen to LSL while Kellen hits dingers. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Texas says Strebel makes his kids wear shoes called Hey Dudes to school.
No, I don't make them. They're popular. They have multiple pairs of shoes. They each have a pair of Nikes they got for school, and they each got a pair of Hey Dudes for school. So they choose what they want to wear.
You got Cal like an extra pair because you like him more.
They both got some Jordans or some Kobe's.
Didn't he get Kobe's?
He got LeBron's for basketball last year.
Gotcha.
Yes, but
what's he getting this year?
I guess whatever he wants.
Wow, look at you.
We spent $125 on those LeBrons last year.
$125
I wasn't happy about it. But, I mean, they each got two. My daughter's the one that got three pairs. She got three pairs of shoes. She got Hey Dudes, like a cheetah print Keds, and like a cheetah print a Nike shoe.
Texas says, what's the over-under in Satterfield saying second half tonight? Is it 12.5?
That's what he's going to rely on second half.
Texas says, I thought Court Dennison was supposed to be that dude. I would agree with that. Texter says, I would bet my entire bank account that Jeff Greer shaves his legs. Texter says, everybody's got them. Kellen and Wyatt have them. I don't know what that's in reference to.
The Hey Dudes.
Okay. Yeah. I have no idea. I didn't know what they even were. Texter, Hey Dudes are stoner shoes.
They sell me kid sizes, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're – how are they stoner shoes? I mean, what? Does this shoe look stoner? To you, I mean, really, it's just like it's a gray loafer.
Texas says, does James follow the Card Chronicle podcast?
That I don't. I've not listened to the Card Chronicle podcast, but yeah, I've been lurking on Card Chronicle.
Oh, no.
It's great.
What an absolute admission.
It's great.
Look at you.
Just load up.
What an admission.
I'm crying. We're going to get beat by Kentucky. they have an offense and we don't win. They're stomping their feet and they're crying. Mike, help me, Mike. It's like, oh, yeah, it's great. It's so, and they're fighting with each other. They're calling each other F-words and stuff. Oh, I don't leave
guys,
comments.
We got to clean this comment section up.
Oh, those are there, too.
It's about respect. We're all Cards fans.
Oh, yeah.
We're all part of L1C4.
We're a brotherhood.
We were all there at Freedom Hall. We all remember the good old days with Howard. Show some respect. Show some respect to Go Cards Man 1963. He's a gold member.
He's been posting since 2009. I mean, if I had to hear about this damn 2004 Miami game or the FSU game in the right.
So
remember these days? Remember when we played the U and they stomped on the bird and we beat them? That was Louisville football. And now we got Satterfield. Man, it's like you guys were pumping him up all summer long. Don't cry now. Don't cry now.
Texas says, shut this guy up.
It's all true. You can tell me to shut up all you want. It's true, and you know it.
Texas says, you didn't buy LeBron's. You got $40 Nikes from Kohl's. Admit it.
No, I didn't. We went to Dick's Sporting Goods and got LeBron's.
Texas says, the Card Chronicle game thread was elite on Monday.
It was. It was like 700-something comments, Andy.
Texas says, what if Satterfield comes out in a neck brace?
We'd have to go live or wherever we are.
Oh,
wherever. But you're right. I mean, he came in as the anti-Bobby. And he did. He won Act 1.
Louisville Man 00032, who is a gold member, says, guys, we got to clean it up.
No more language.
We all believe in our cards.
I sat next to Cards Man 7232
you know what?
At Freedom Hall.
You know what? I'm buying subscriptions to everything. And this is, it's going to be a new segment.
What?
Where you just dive into the, dive into message boards.
That's a great idea.
You just dive in.
Man, they're great. They're funny. It reminded me of the old days.
It's, I just never got into that.
I could sit on those message boards for hours and just laugh. It's fantastic. Kentucky,
so
Kentucky wants too.
Jack, do you do that with Indiana stuff?
Not really. I have friends that do, and they'll send me stuff every once in a while. But I've done it maybe 4 or 5 times where I fall down the rabbit hole.
Good for you, Jack.
Yeah, but I found it funny. But I've never actively found myself seeking it.
Bobby Knight fan. I see 1951 says, I'm tired of losing. Bring back Bobby.
Well, defense, the message board comments are kind of like a relic now.
September 1st, 2020, Fred, how great was Tom Coverdale?
Tom Coverdale?
Created by Fife Fan, 1963.
That's what you need to do is get names.
Yeah, that's the big one now that I get sent. Talking about how Dane Fife's going to be the head coach and be great.
What?
And
Jack, you're such a bum.
I'm not saying that's what I say.
You're such a bum. You're a bum. Dane Fife should be the next head coach. I mean, Mike Woodson hasn't even coached. Yeah, I'm not talking. The MFR hasn't coached a game,
not one game.
Yeah, no.
He's already got a top 25 kid. Dude, do you have anything to say with Shane Sharp?
Yeah, absolutely I do.
You won't be mean and nasty
absolutely.
For a second?
Absolutely. You know, I here's the deal. Stephen Rummage got on the air and was like, I'm not afraid about Cal getting dudes anymore. We're not worried about Cal getting dudes anymore.
Wait, here's your problem.
Yeah.
Since Locke left, like, Rummage is the only guy
he can go to.
So now he's like by himself on this
island.
There's no Locke
and
to
God
be there
bless him.
Who has been silent on all of this.
Locke,
and
Locke
I tried to prod him a little bit, you know?
He didn't say anything. He's quiet.
Meek little mouse.
Locke, by the way, I'm going to go on Locke real quick before I get to the Kentucky take. I mean, you need to know this, Jack. Andy said, Locke, where's your analysis of Louisville football? And Locke comes back with, I haven't tweeted about Louisville football in 3 years. What a weird thing to bring up. And you were like, shut up. You count how many years you've... And then on top of that, he brings up Shaden Sharp, Crickets, nothing. Crickets McLean back in the house.
Levis, nothing.
Yeah, Levis, nothing. No, Crickets McLean back in the house. But anyway, you get Shaden Sharp, and that's the message right there. We're back. They're going to get a Dembona. They're going to get your boy Chris Livingston.
Oh, boy.
Taking him from Penny, by the way. Penny was the leader of the clubhouse.
How dare you?
Two Memphis insiders just flipped to Kentucky
on
the old crystal ball.
I had no idea. We had a flip in the crystal ball.
Had a flip. Two Memphis insiders flipped that crystal ball for Chris Livingston. Then you're going to get Derek Lively. They're going to go watch him this weekend, by the way. Your boy is going to be there. Little Jay Lucas, little Chin, going to be watching Derek Lively, number two.
See,
in the country
right now.
So Cal's back. He's feeling good. He did.
He beat COVID.
He did what Scott Satterfield needs to do. And he did a lot sooner than these Louisville fans. Kentucky fans realized soon, like pretty quickly, like, hey, look, Joel Justice, nice guy. All right?
Right.
You got up in Central Michigan, Tony Barbie, nice guy.
Yeah, Tony Barbie, nice guy.
Like, Cal, this ain't working. Cal. This ain't working. We're not getting the caliber of dudes.
Yeah, but they had to face plant, though.
No, they did.
They had to face plant. He didn't get it that much.
Kentucky,
he was a year late, brother. He was a year late.
I agree, but Kentucky fans got it. We've been talking for a while about like these classes, like, yeah, this like number two, and we're
no,
not
you weren't.
Don
well, you weren't
I
saying
was.
That. No,
yes,
you weren't.
I was. Absolutely, I was.
You were battling Locke on that.
Some of it, but I did like it wasn't those classes that were just blowing you away. So Calipari said, you know what? You're
this is,
right.
This is revisionist history on
it's
your
It's not,
part.
Jack. Stop it. He said, you know what? Gone. See you, Joel. And he did the right thing.
He
didn't
have a job.
He didn't get extorted because he got
extorted.
Him jobs.
Yeah.
He didn't have to have a tough conversation. He's like, hey, I got you a job. How about that? How about you go to little Bobby Hurley in Arizona
little
State?
Bobby Hurley.
Look, hey, Tony Barbie, I'll even bring you back. And play
make you a head
crap.
Coach.
Yeah.
We'll make you a head coach.
And you can come and you can play me in this crap game that nobody cares about. There's your scraps. You can have those. And then Orlando calls Chin up. He's like, what you got for me? Oh, we got Shaden Sharp for you, Cal. Okay, come on. Come on. I'm back. Let's go. And you get all these superstars, and it's just great. He's going to use that transfer portal. Oh, he's got all these weapons at his expense. He's flipping double birds to the G League. They said, Shaden Sharp, here's $1 million. Cal goes, double birds. He's coming with me, baby. Yes.
You're
he's
so
gonna
happy.
Be a star. He's going to be a star.
Oh, man.
Star
this
in Kentucky.
This was the exact B.J. Boston conversation.
No. This is
he's going to be a star. Dude, like, it's the exact conversation.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander from Canada. Jamal Murray from Canada.
Right.
Shaden Sharp from Canada. Oh, there you go. Great White North bringing them down.
Texas says they're going to get what's a dang?
A Dembona.
Didn't sound like that. What a great feature.
It's a great Jack. Last name.
Jack, I'm sorry. You hear this sound, and it's just, it pains Jack that he's going to have to cut this sound. But the other part of just that right there, that veto right there, it makes people happy on Friday.
It's a minuscule one.
Texter says, let's see here. Oh, hang on. Has the battle been won? Texas says, what's Shaden Sharp ranked in the lock posit?
Oh, I'm sure like 7.
Jack, put that up. Is Shaden Sharp ranked number 1 in the lock posit? And tag lock in that, if you don't mind.
No, please, please, please. Jeff Goodman had a little shot, too, at whoever had number, I think it's 247, had him at number 6. Said your recruiting verifications need to be revoked if you have Shaden Sharp number 6.
Okay, so I'm looking on the text line. Process is going back and forth with a texter.
Oh, no.
Apparently, Process got faked into listening to Jared Stillman podcast. This guy said, I think I know who it is.
Yeah?
This guy said that Stillman mentioned him on the air, which, of course, why would Process? That's why Process was like, I think Stillman will talk about me on the air. And I'm like, no.
No, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't believe you exist.
You're Diener's phone answerer.
Yeah.
That's all you are.
You
answer the phone
You're
for
not
Diener.
A human to him.
No. Yo,
you're not a human.
No, you're
Stillman had
Diener.
A couple haymakers, too, today.
Oh, did he?
We'll get to them.
Oh, good, good. I can't wait.
We'll get to all of those as well. Okay, 437-9680. Quick break on the other end. Pat Forty joins us. We'll talk with him about the Cards, the Cats, the national scene. Obviously, he was at Georgia Clemson. We'll get his thoughts on that as well. 437-9680. It's a Wednesday here on The Take on ESPN 6.